You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God glory for this blessed Monday. We are here to pray from our theme scripture, John chapter 14, verse 1. Even as just the last week of this season or this month, let's remember that we must not let our hearts be troubled. We must believe in God and believe also in Christ Jesus. Believing in him means that the promises that he has laid out for us, we should take them serious. We should believe and trust that he will bring them to pass in our lives. Now, in this final week, our prayer today, our blessed Monday of Bethel Encounter, is the eternal comfort of Jesus. That is to say that Jesus' comfort is not temporary. It's not just momentarily, but it is forever. It is eternal. As long as we submit ourselves to his authority and we believe that he is our Savior, as part of the kingdom of God, is an eternal blessing. That's the comfort of Christ Jesus. Now, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 4, we know the scripture, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And when people talk about mourn, you know, people always think about death. But to mourn is not necessarily always connected to death. Sometimes you have people alive, very much alive, and yet mourning within, grieving within, because of some form of pain or some form of experience which they wish they would not have experienced. People can mourn over even having F in an exam or missing out on a school application or scholarship or missing out, probably in a relationship that didn't go well. Sometimes you have people mourn. And so today, as we pray, look at it from a broader perspective and not just limited to physical loss. So the comfort Jesus offers is eternal and it's unchanging. It's not that his comfort yesterday is better than today. His comfort is finite, it is perfect, and it never changes. Believers who trust in Christ Jesus have assurance of eternal peace, joy, and rest even beyond this life. So on the extended aspect of it, even after physical death, we must understand that we have everlasting peace, we have rest, we have joy, even after we have completed our assignment by the grace of God and he has called us home. The believer walks with eternity in perspective, and that is wisdom. The unbeliever doesn't care about it. There's no God. That's what scripture says, that only a fool says that there is no God. The fool saith in his heart, there is no God. And so does not care about eternity. Even with all the funerals that go on week on week, every weekend, particularly in our part of the world where it is a whole party, you cannot just miss it that these things are ongoing. Sometimes a whole street is blocked because of a funeral. So the wise do not just see these and then just ignore, but look at all these things and remember that as a believer, you must have an eternal perspective. Unbelievers have the cars the believer is driving. They may not have the peace, but in terms of material, they have all that. They may not have the joy, but in terms of some form of physical satisfaction, they have all these things. They sometimes even have bigger houses, spare time, and commanding all sorts of influence, you know. So as a believer, what sets you apart? The wisdom of God, yes. And that translates into the fear of God. The fear of the God is the beginning of wisdom. And when you walk in the fear of God, why do you ask God for forgiveness? Because you are coming from an eternal perspective, knowing that your relationship with God is primary. And the God that you are walking with whilst on the earth, when you die, you are resting in Abraham's bosom. You are still in the presence of God. You never left the presence of God. And so it should not be that at ministry we now lose perspective of eternal hope in Christ Jesus, and then we just start focusing on physical things. What I have now, if I have a job now, if I have a boyfriend now, I have a husband now, those things. No, the believer looks beyond all those things. And that is why the comfort of Christ Jesus is very relevant to today's believer, and forever very relevant. Because when there's a conflict in the times in which we are, there's a conflict of the kind of lifestyle the believer must live, where the world even frowns upon that lifestyle and feels that you are being antisocial, you are not being realistic, you are being too much, and all that. And sometimes it becomes a form of persecution against the believer. We are all still in the company. You better steal some, or we will gang up against you. So in the midst of all these challenging times and difficulties, the believer must stand. And it is because of the comfort of Christ Jesus through the Holy Spirit that the believer can go through all these and come out victorious in Jesus' mighty name. Today, our first prayer is from John chapter 14, verse 2. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. We are praying that, Father in heaven, strengthen my hope in your eternal home and comfort me daily. And let this comfort translate into greater works in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Let your comfort translate into greater works in the name of Jesus. Let your comfort translate into greater works. You say greater works. According to your word in John chapter 14, verse 2, greater works than these shall the one who believes in you, who believes on you, greater works shall he do. As we believe on you, as you provide us, Lord, even eternal hope and comfort, let this translate into greater works, 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 in the mighty name of Jesus. Rebe kabaza kabada baya kubasha bande de 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 be ye be rebe abada baya kabada ba mayande de de be. Eternal hope and comfort translating into greater works in the name of Jesus. Rebe be kebe rebe abba mayande de de be rebe je be rebe abada baya kabada ba. Jesus, Rebebe Kabasa and Debe, Mayan Debe, Kabara Bayan Debe, in the mighty name of Jesus. Greater works, greater works. Jesus fed 5,000. You will feed greater. He fed them in one day. For years, you will keep feeding. greater works.
Amen.
Greater works, to the point that you see that even unbelievers are feeding people at their programs. How much more you, the believer? Greater works, that which Jesus did within the 3 years that he was on the earth. He's telling us that we'll do more, even as he gives us more life, more must we do. Now, our second prayer, the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. We've been praying with this particular scripture every time. Today, from this angle, we are praying that, Father in heaven, perfect your peace in me as I trust your eternal plan. Perfect your peace in me. You see in the verse 21, God make you perfect in every good work to do his will. It's very, very important. The God of peace making us perfect in every good work to do his will. When he perfects his peace in us, he enables us to do his will even the more. We are praying right now, as the scripture is on your screen, Father in heaven, perfect your peace in me as I trust in you, your eternal plans, so that we can be productive the way we ought to be productive, in the name of Jesus, perfecting us in every good work, that we excel in every good work. Oh Lord, perfect your peace, perfect your peace, perfect your peace in our lives, perfect your peace in our life this Monday. Lord, we lift up our voices. We lift up our voices, Lord, asking that, Lord, as we place our trust in you, Lord, perfect your peace in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Let it affect every aspect of our lives. Let it affect our work. Let it affect, Lord, even our relationships. Let it affect, Lord, even our studying academics, our schooling. Let it affect our work. Let it affect, Lord, even our ministry. Let it affect our serving you in any capacity in which we are, Lord. Let your peace, your perfected peace, transform our lives, transform our service, increase our output in the mighty name of Jesus, and make us witnesses, O Lord, in Jesus' name. We are praying our very last prayer, John 14:27. My peace I give unto you. That's Jesus saying this. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. When you read further, it says, not as the world giveth. The kind of peace Jesus gives unto us, it is called perfect peace. And we are praying the Father in heaven, let your peace guard my heart forevermore. Why do some commit suicide? They are troubled, and they think that's the only way out. But from this day, that must never even be an option in the first place. Jesus is our only option. It starts with him. It ends with him. When you pray in the name of Jesus, by the direction of the Holy Spirit, he shows you a solution. After David has consulted with the Lord will give him strategies for war. The Lord will give him strategy for war. After he had consulted the Lord concerning any matter, the Lord would show him what to do. So it starts with Jesus and it ends with Jesus. I want you to be consoled in your heart, knowing that the Lord is your ultimate solution. Whatever you want to do, let's start it with Christ Jesus. By his Holy Spirit, when he directs you, even who to speak to, what to do, where to search, where to start from, he will reveal all to you. You will realize that the moment you just say that prayer, Lord Jesus, take over, lead me, he'll show you the very next thing to do. And so we are praying that, Father in heaven, let your peace guard my heart forevermore. Lift up your voice in the mighty name of Jesus. And begin to pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Before we sing our last song of thanksgiving, which is about his attributes, who he is, I'm inviting you to give your life to Christ Jesus. Our time is divided into two by the one who is Lord of all. Before Christ, after Christ, he is the one who holds everything together. When you take him out of the center, everything falls apart. One time there were two people in the temple who were just longing to see our Christ Jesus, because prophecies had been given for many years. Even Abraham knew about it. Prophecies given centuries before about our Lord Jesus Christ and that which he would come to do. That man should not be condemned forever, but man should have a way out, a perfect solution, that the sins of man be removed eternally by the sacrifice of one man who is God but came into the flesh as man is, so that he could understand and feel for us and pay that dear sacrifice for us. Today, you don't have to go to Sakawa. You don't have to go and do any sort of thing. You don't have to be pouring libation onto the earth, to the ground, and doing all sorts of things any longer, killing goats and sheep blood, using here and there, because Jesus has paid that sacrifice. And if today you believe that he is Lord, and if you submit your life to his authority, believing that he is the resurrection and the life, that is all you need to be part of God's kingdom and to have a relationship with our Father in heaven. So please, say this short prayer after me with faith in your heart. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your mercies upon my life. I submit my life in total to your authority. Be my Lord and be my King. From this day, I'm your servant. I choose to live for you. So Lord, please fill me with your Holy Spirit so that I can have the power to live a life that is pleasing unto you and to you alone. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We bless God for all his prayers. We said, let us lift our voice and worship the Lord finally. Jesus, 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 a hotel for one. Why indeed to
contact us via email info@globalmusicministry.com. You can also call or chat with us through 026-000-9090.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Global Music, stand out with God.